What's going on, everybody? It is Physical Friday today, and I have the text thread. You can text me at 305-930-7346. You can do that to join our mindset group. You can also do that to ask me questions about either fishing or health and fitness or whatever you want to ask about. I'll do my best to answer. And if I can't answer it, I will tell you that I don't know the answer, and I will try. A lot of good podcasts have come from people asking questions on that particular text thread. That's the best way to get a hold of me. And there have been many things that I don't know the answer for, both fishing and fitness. And it's a great opportunity for me to reach out to people that know more than me. And it's a good opportunity for me to learn. That's kind of what I started this podcast for anyway. So I welcome the questions. I welcome them because they give me an opportunity to learn as much as they give you an opportunity to learn. If I do know the answer, or I have a good answer that has worked for me, I'll be happy to share it with you, whether that's on fishing or fitness or whatever. So I got a question recently, and that was, what things have you done in the last year that have made the biggest difference in your health and fitness? And I think that this question is really good, because this year, I'm 53 years old, and this year has been really one of my best years physically. And it's not supposed to be that way. If you listen to, you know, a lot of people, the doctors, the media, people telling you that, you know, you're kind of on this downhill slide after 40, and I am setting PRs. I'm doing great things this year, and I'm feeling super good about it. And when this question kind of came in, I thought, well, obviously something has changed, I guess, that has allowed me to do better in certain things. Certainly I'm not doing as well in every aspect, but in a lot of ways I am feeling my very best, and I'm doing that at 53 years old. And there are some things that I have done in the last year, where I really sat down and thought about it. I was like, well, what has changed in the last year? What has changed in the last 5 years? What am I doing on a regular basis that would contribute to feeling super awesome? And so I made some notes about it, thought about it, and really kind of it helped me to answer the question for myself. Like, have I done a few things that have really moved the needle, that have made a difference? And so I came up with four things that I have done to my routine that have absolutely made a difference, that I can feel, that I can put a finger to and say, yes, that has made a huge difference. And the first one, the fourth one, is that I read this book called Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker. And if you go to TomRolandPodcast.com and you go to the book club, you can see it right here on the screen, and you scroll all the way to the bottom, you can see they're in alphabetical order. Not for any other reason, but Why We Sleep, Unlocking the Power of Sleep and Dreams by Matthew Walker. I listened to him on the Joe Rogan podcast. I thought he was really good. He gave a lot of knowledge. And so I read his book cover to cover, and it is an amazing book. And not only did I read the book, but I actually put into play a lot of the things that he suggests in that book. One being to really clean up your sleep environment, where you try to get all the lights out of your room. You try to make sure that you got blackout curtains. Really pay attention to the temperature in the room, and try to make the bedroom for two things. One is sleep, and the other is not watching TV. And that's it. And then I cut electronics use an hour before bed, and that has really, really helped. It has given me better quality sleep. And obviously, if you're getting better quality sleep, you're going to feel better during the day. But the difference is that I didn't even really know that I wasn't getting good quality sleep. I was just kind of tired. And that has helped. In addition to that, I have looked at, and experimented with different supplements for sleep, including melatonin and including a cocktail by this guy named Andrew Huberman, who is another guy that works with Matthew Walker, actually. And he suggested a cocktail of L-theanine, apigen, and magnesium threonate. And I have taken that, and I'm kind of playing around with the dosage, but there is no question that it is helping me to go to sleep faster and also helping me to stay asleep throughout the night. And if you can get good sleep, you're definitely going to feel better. So that's the fourth thing. The third thing that I have done in the last year that has really seemed to make a difference is that I paid attention to my vitamin levels. And I started with blood work at the doctor and had the doctor check a lot of different vitamin levels. It can be expensive, but I was just curious, like, could I be deficient in certain vitamins, including vitamin D, which is, a lot of people say it's the most important vitamin that you can take because every cell in your body runs off of vitamin D or uses it in some way, shape, or form. It's good for your immunity. It's good for all kinds of things. Vitamin D, you can get it from the sun. But if you're wearing clothes, if you're wearing sunscreen, you are sometimes blocking the production of vitamin D that you would get normally. So there's a real fine line between getting sunburned and producing good vitamin D. And sometimes you have to supplement with vitamin D, especially if you are living in a northern climate, to where the sun is not high enough in the sky to produce vitamin D based on what I have read. So like my boys out in Montana, I suggest to them that they supplement with vitamin D from the months of, October through, June, I think that they suggest, or maybe May, that the sun is just not getting high enough. Plus you're wearing, you know, even if you're going out skiing, you're wearing clothes that you're not producing vitamin D, even if you're outside. So supplementing vitamin D is something that a lot of doctors suggest. And I tend to listen to that because I know that vitamin D is super important. Anyway, in my own blood work, I was, you know, okay in a lot of different vitamins, but low in some. So I decided I was going to do some research, find a multivitamin that would address that. And how hard could that be? Take a multivitamin or a few vitamins every day and see if that would make a difference. In addition to that, I also looked at how much greens I'm eating. Am I eating enough vegetables? And is there something that I could take to supplement that would help me to digest my food better, make sure that I have good gut health? And I found a product that works well for that. It's called OptiGreens. That one, I just throw that in my shake. And the OptiGreens is really good, especially on the road, because it keeps you regular. Like, really nice, effortless, regular. Won't go into it much further than that. But when I go on the road, no matter how much I try to eat like I do at home, sometimes it doesn't work that way. You get off your schedule on your going to the bathroom. You don't want to have to go to the bathroom out on the boat. You know, you want it to be the same all the time. And this has been a product that worked immediately, and it works pretty much no matter what I eat. It seems like I'm digesting my food better. Everything seems to be better since I've added that product. So that is one. There's also another product called OptiReds, which is great for antioxidants. And it's a lot of fruit extracts and stuff like that. I take that one too. And that one has been fantastic. Now, the vitamin pack that I take, I didn't really feel a difference immediately. And in fact, it was about a month later. And then I started feeling like, man, I think I can feel a difference. I feel fantastic, whether that's the vitamins or what. It's fantastic. The greens and reds felt a difference right away. That was awesome. But I think that when you go on the road, you have a tendency to get off your exercise program. You have a tendency to get on a different diet plan. And one thing that you can keep constant is you can keep your vitamins and minerals constant. You can drink water, and you can you know, try to plan your meals. But that is definitely something that I feel like I've done well in the last year, and I do feel like it's making a big difference. I also added fish oil to that. And if you want to see exactly the products that I'm using, you can go to TomRolandPodcast.com and it'll be on this particular podcast, the four things that I've added to my routine that make the biggest difference in the way that I feel. And there'll be a link there. You can buy those if you want, or you can find some that you like, but that has been really good for me. And then the last thing, and the thing that probably makes the biggest difference in the way that I feel, in the way that I'm performing, in the way that I'm walking and moving, is that around Christmas last year, I had all my entire family down in Key West. We were going to fish every single day. And somehow or another, I hurt my back. And it's happened lots of times. And I just kind of worked through it. This time, I was just kind of tired of it. I was like, man, I got to get to the root of why this is happening and solve it. And, you know, and I decided that that was probably a stretching routine. Tried a lot of different stretching routines and yoga classes and all kinds of stuff like that. But I found one that has made a real big difference. And I've actually had this gentleman on the podcast a couple of times now, Joe Hippensteel. He has the Ultimate Human Performance, and we can go to his website right here. Ultimate Human Performance is Joe Hippensteel's program, and he has videos here. You can even try them before you buy them if you want to, and the one that I like is this one that is right here, UHP Advanced Ranges of Motion Workshop, and it's not cheap. It's expensive. But if you get that video, you'll go through 24 ranges of motion and there are 50 rules. It sounds intimidating. It's absolutely not. You just go through these different ranges of motion and there are standards. So you get in a certain position and you should be able to do this. And if you can't do that, then you need to keep working on that position until you can get closer. And the closer you get to his standards, I'm telling you, the clock just starts winding backwards and it is the fountain of youth. That's what he says. I tend to agree. I feel fantastic. And that has so much to do with my ranges of motion, with my ability to move around, with my ability to go up and down stairs. And, you know, Joe himself says that this is the fountain of youth. And like I say, I believe him. I'm moving around better than I have in a long time. It translates to the gym. It translates to the boat. It translates to hunting trips. It translates to just taking a walk in the park. It certainly translates to going up and down stairs. That is the number one thing that I've done in the last year. And I won't tell you that it's easy. This program, you get what you put into it. And I was putting in at sometimes 2 hours a day on my stretching. And the reason that I was putting in 2 hours a day is because I felt better. And I was like, wow, if that little bit made me feel better, I want more. And that's kind of my personality. So next thing you know, I'm stretching, doing the program twice a day, once in the morning, once at night before I went to bed. And I was noticing huge differences. Pains went away. My knee pain went away. And hip pain went away. My back wasn't hurting. I've had zero injuries. And then I did have some lingering patellar tendonitis this year. And in addition to Joe's program, I also looked up Ben Patrick, knees over toes guy on Instagram. If you have knee issues, you definitely need to check him out as well as Joe. But knees over toes guy is legit. And I have his program too. I've been doing his program. His program is doesn't take very long. It takes about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, three times a week. And, you know, it's not easy, but it doesn't take very long. And when you do that program, lots and lots of people, you know, probably almost 3,000 knee success stories. If you follow him on Instagram, I've been watching this knee success story go up from less than 2,000 to the last time I saw it, it was around 2,800. I'm sure today it's probably over 3,000. 3,000 knee success stories of people like me that had pain going up and down stairs or much more significant issues and have resolved it themselves by using his program. So that is the third thing. So sleep, vitamins, and minerals and greens, and a dedicated stretching program. Those are the three things that have, There's four things. Huh. What are the four things? There's another one. I guess drinking enough water. Okay. Drinking enough water is super important. I've been doing that all along, but I only had three things written down and the title was four. So sorry, it's clickbait, I guess. Really just three things. There are three things that have really changed this year that have led to me feeling my best at 53. And you can too. And that's what this whole podcast is about. It's not to celebrate the way that I feel, but just to say, if you're having some issues, you can get through them. Paying attention to your vitamins and minerals is one start. Sleeping, making sure that you're sleeping well is another, and a stretching routine is absolutely the one that made me feel the best. So you can go to TomRolandPodcast.com. That's a lot of information, but there'll be links to everything that I just talked about. And if you're interested, you can buy it right there from the site. If you already have a source, great, do that. But those are the things that have made the biggest difference, move the needle for me, and maybe they will move the needle for you. Anyway, that's Physical Friday for today. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for asking the question on the text thread. And if you have a question yourself, 305-930-7346, that's the text thread. That's where you get a hold of me. Okay. Thank you. See ya.